Yeah, nice bit of soothing music there. That's meditation from Mazinet. Okay, on the line now, I have Leslie Ann Carey, and she's the organiser of the Flower and Garden Festival in Christchurch Cathedral this weekend. Good morning, Leslie Ann. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
And the forecast is looking good. I know we're always talking about the weather here in Ireland, but I just said that earlier on the programme, we're getting the perfect weather, rain in the night time and sun during the day. You couldn't ask for better.
We couldn't. No, we're hoping for a bit of sun, so hopefully it'll go well for us.
Okay, yeah. Now just to let people know what we're talking about is the Garden Flower and Garden Festival in Christchurch, and they can look up dublingardenfestival.ie for all the information, but we'll talk about some of it now. It's the first time, Leslie. It must have been a sort of a daunting prospect. And how's the environment in the cathedral for this type of thing?
Oh, well, it's great. It's perfect for it. I mean, the building is so beautiful that, you know, we're going to be bringing lots of flowers and trees, and it's only going to make it more spectacular. And then outside, we've got our lovely grounds, which are going to be full with lots of exciting things, like sort of garden stalls and petting zoo and all sorts of things. And then inside, we've got a special area, which is going to be our gardening with the experts, where we've got lots of celebrity gardeners who've been very, very supportive. We've got Helen Dillon, and we've got Dermot O'Neill and Jerry Daly and Dermot Gavin are coming along to speak to help people with their gardening problems. So we've got plenty packed into the building, but hopefully it's all going to run very smoothly and be a really, really great event.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's going to be, as you said, there some horticultural displays and the gourmet food products will be there as well. And the
urban gardens.
Can you tell me about the urban gardens?
Well, we've got lots of people here. We've got a guy called Fiona Newlin and a lady called Kitty Scully here in this grow-it-yourself kind of revolution. So it's encouraging people to grow their own vegetables and that sort of thing. So they're going to be around over the course of the weekend giving people advice, and we're having potting workshops for children. So it's all going to be encouraging people, even though we all live in this, you know, very urban environment in Dublin, to actually, you know, get their hands dirty and get in there and do some gardening for themselves.
Mm-hmm. So it's a full-on family weekend, more or less, as well.
It is, yeah. There's loads for children going on. We've got animals and activities. And, of course, under-12s are absolutely free, so no excuses not to bring the kids with you. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be loads of entertainment and face painting and live music. And it's all going to be happening outside. So, yeah, families are very, very welcome.
And, I mean, we're just over Blooms, which was a massive, massive success.
Yeah.
And they finished at 6, but you're going a step further. You're on 9 to 9.
On Friday and Saturday, yeah? Absolutely. We're hoping that, you know, if people are at work on Friday, that they might come and visit us on Friday in the evening. We've got, on Friday and Saturday, we've got two fabulous live music acts. A group called Piano Sax on Friday night are going to be doing some lovely jazz numbers. And then a lady called Suzanne Savage, who's a great jazz singer, is going to be there on Saturday, both from 7:30. So, you know, in the evening, it's beautiful in the cathedral, especially a lovely sunny day. And you can come and, you know, have something to eat in our gourmet food tent and listen to the music and see the flowers. And so we're hoping that there's going to be a bit of a buzz about the place right up until closing at 9.
Is this the start of something big, do you think?
Well, hopefully. We're hopeful that we're going to be able to keep it going next year and for years after that. You know, we're always looking for opportunities to fundraise, to keep this beautiful, beautiful building going, and also to get new people into the cathedral, because we know that there are people in Dublin who walk past us every day and never actually come in. So we're trying to, you know, encourage people to come and see the building and enjoy themselves and help us to support the building and keep it going for another 1,000 years, hopefully. Mm-hmm.
And did I catch you right at the beginning there that you said that obviously the big displays will be outside, but you're also going to have some displays in the church as well?
Yeah, the main kind of floral displays are in the church. So the main bit of the church, the nave, is actually going to have trees in it. It's going to be like a kind of formal garden. So it'll be very, very spectacular. And then in the cathedral itself, we've all sorts of wonderful organisations who are arranging flowers in the various areas of the cathedral. We've got a guy called Christopher Whiten, who's just fresh from winning a silver medal this year at Chelsea, is going to be doing displays in the choir and chancel area. areas in the cathedral. And we've even got some school children from St Aldwyn's National School who are coming in to do little container gardens inside the cathedral itself. So the main focus really is the kind of the exciting floral displays in the cathedral itself, and it's going to look amazing.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to have a veteran horticulturist as well, Jerry Daly, coming in.
Jerry Daly is coming in. He's speaking at 4:30 on Saturday, so that'll be well worth listening to. He's got an awful lot to say. I saw him at Bloom there a couple of weeks ago, and he was very, very interesting. And yeah, we've got Helen Dillon as well. She's on Friday, and Dermot O'Neill is on Saturday, and then Dermot Gavin is on Sunday. So whatever day you come, there'll be a really great sort of horticultural expert there to mm-hmm. to talk to you.
Now, I know Jerry, obviously, I know Dermot, obviously, and I know Dermot, but I don't know Helen, so what's her expertise?
Helen is she's of international standard. She's a plants woman, so she's got a fabulous garden of her own, and we've actually running a competition at the moment on our Facebook page. She's giving 2 hours of her time, and we're kind of we're running a competition so that people can win 2 hours of time with Helen Dillon. She's just a fabulous gardener and with loads and loads of experience, and everybody's been queuing up to have her kind of come to their garden and help them for 2 hours on that. So she'll be well worth hearing.
And is that in conjunction with the festival?
That's happening in the cathedral itself.
Okay.
So most of the cathedral is given over to the horticultural and the floral displays, and then an area of the cathedral, the south transept, is given over to these gardening with the experts talks.
Okay.
That'll be happening all day.
Now, people can pre-book. Obviously, they can turn up, you said, people after work, for instance, on a Friday, but people
Absolutely.
Can pre-book. So if they call 677-8099 or look up Dublin Garden Festival.ie. As regards numbers, Leslie Ann Carey, have any idea what numbers we're talking about you could cater for?
Well, the last time the cathedral had a flower festival, and that was 1988, so a good while ago, and they actually had 13,000 visitors.
Wow.
At that. So we're hoping to get in the region of that. We know that other cathedrals in the UK have had similar events over the last few years, and they've been attracting numbers in the region of that. So we're very hopeful that there's going to be a great support and a great buzz.
Okay, well, every year I always talk to somebody from Bloom just before it starts, so I imagine I'm going to be talking to you hopefully in the years to come as well. Every year it'll become an annual event for you. Congratulations anyway, Leslie Ann. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you very much. Take care now.
Bye. Bye.